Blog Talk Radio.
Come on!
rehearse it this way, but all I want y'all to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Told me a long time ago that you would go with me. That's a sight of day. They wrote me off a few years ago. Excuse me, Sanchez. So he sang too hard and he won't last long. That's what they say. Went back in my room in New Orleans, Louisiana, and sit on my bed. I told the Lord, why are these men are older than I am? Don't they know? Don't they know you got a lot of power in your hand? I'm almost through, y'all. So, church, here I am. About 5 years later, I'm still holding out.
Praise God to you and each and every one of you, saints of God. My God, that's the cancer spiritual. That reminds me back home, man, on Sunday morning when Mother and them in there cooking, getting ready for the Sunday meal after the church service. Y'all know how you have that feeling, man. You have that feeling this Sunday morning. You got your gospel music in the back. You got your food going and aroma going up in the air. Just such a good feeling, you know. And it seems though we don't get away from them times and tribulations and ones that coming up is with them experience, you know, just get prepared to go and just have a worship service with God. I'm telling you, that was the good times, and I'm telling you, nevertheless, God bless each and every one of you for tuning in this morning. God thank you, every one of you, but I'm telling you right now, I know God can fix it, you know. I know God can fix it regardless of whatever the situation may be or whatever the issue may be. Amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, I'm so glad that you're steady pushing. I'm so glad that you're steady is going. I just want to take my hats off to a lot of you, my God, for being so consistent, just sitting around the table, just want to have the heart to just keep the space of the living God. Thanks to God, I wish I could tell you that it's something else or other route you could do, but you're going to have to, like the scripture says, give yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. This is what it is, you know, a sacrifice, you know, sometimes you can just do it, you know, willingly, like, you know what, hey, you know, I'm just not going to think about it, I'm just going to do it. But sometimes, you know, the sacrifice is just like a sacrifice. That's what it is. It doesn't feel good at all. And feel you're pushing it and pushing and pushing. You're giving yourself as a living sacrifice. And let me tell you something. There's nothing but good things come out of that. You'll start beginning to see your home coming together, spouses and stuff, they come together. It seems those things begin to fall in place and fall in alignment like how it's supposed to be. Saints, I wish I could tell you another way and a different way. I can't. You know, that's why, Pastor, I'm no different than anyone else. That's why I'm here every morning getting up. You know, God. It's no other way. It's just one way. God should have a direct path. If many try to make other paths and many try to say, hey, this path, let me say something. With God, it's black or white. You know, that's why I say you can't be lukewarm. You're either hot or cold. It's black or white with God, you know. And I wish I could take that and say that it's something else or another way, but it's not. It's not. You know, it's either you're going to seek Him or you're not going to seek Him. You're going to go and attain the things of God, or you're not going to attain the things of God. And I know sometimes this fleshly body can just feel so awful at times, just like, oh my God, I know you're tired, and oh my God. But nevertheless, you just got to keep pushing, because the reward of being in the face of God and being in the presence of God, I'm talking about, is overseas. Anything else, it's just greater. And this is what God designed us to do, to worship Him, to praise Him, to give Him the glory, to seek Him like never before. I'm telling you, it's nothing to substitute that. Regardless of what anybody says, nothing can substitute you, my God Almighty, worshiping the living God. Thanks to God, I'd like to thank our families and friends that's always supporting us in their own time frame. Norway, they more in the afternoon time, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's right about 4 or 5 o'clock over there now. But I thank God for them as well for tuning in and listening. California, we thank God for you all. Nevada, Massachusetts, we thank God for you. Minnesota, we thank God for you. United Kingdom, we give God the glory for you all as well. Thanks to God, I just thank God for you all just getting up and just coming in all different types of time frames that coming and build part. I know it's a sacrifice, but at the end of the day, the reward will pay off. I cannot, you know, we do so much throughout the day, amen, but, you know, it's good that we can give God, just give God a few minutes of our time, starting up a few minutes of our time, amen. Some people can't even do that, but yet they want God to come in and work all this magic, work all these things for them, but we can't even give God just a few minutes. That's all He wants, just a few minutes. Few minutes, you know, of your honor. You know, few minutes of your time. But I give God the glory. We thank God for what He is doing, my God, and I give Him all the praise. Mother Price, God bless you. Right after that, we have our own brother Joe. He can come on in. We're going to get him in right after Mother Price in this prayer. Amen. God bless you, Mother Price.
God bless you too, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you just thanking you, giving you the glory, and thank you for being the honor of my life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you, unless we know how, in the name of Jesus, God, we come just thanking for another brand new day. We come thanking for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for breathing on us this morning, God, arising us one more day, God. Oh, to give you the glory and thanks for all things, God. We thank God you shielded and protected us last night. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did. Because it could have easily been a fire that broke them out, God. Someone could have easily kicked our door in, God. But we thank you for your guardian angels that shielded and protected us. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for the sky, God. We thank you for the breath that we breathe, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you how you're taking care of us, in the name of Jesus, God. So once again, God, as always, God, we lift every leader up that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We continue to pray and cry out for them, God. God, continue to strengthen them in a mighty way. Shield and protect them, God, even as they're up and down the highways and the byways, God. Give them traveling mercy in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let them cry out like never before, God. Cry out to the truth, God, the truth we truly need it in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, don't let them sugarcoat anything, God, but bring it raw just as it is, God, and let us begin to chew on meat like never before, God. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our family members up to you, God. Continue to keep them, chill and protect, save and deliver and set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray for the little ones, God. Continue to shield and protect those babies, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Lift up the mothers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that have kids, God. Continue to draw them near to you, save and deliver and set free, God. Teach them how to be mothers, God. Teach them how to be respectful until they're self and to others. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that their kids and hold them close to their heart, God, and pour out love and wisdom into those young babies. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just say thank you. in spite of all, God, even going through, we'll give you a thanks, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you the glory this morning, God, because we realize that it had not been for you, God, we wouldn't be in the place that we would be, God. If it had not been for you, God, the long suffering, God, force us, God, we'll be still out there where we were before you jerked us out of the pits of hell, God. So we say thank you, God. We take nothing for granted, God. So we realize it's all you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we'll say thank you once again, God. Oh, God, creating us a clean heart, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us lean not to our own understanding, God. But let us acknowledge you in everything. That you do in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for continuing to honor our footsteps in the way that you would have them to go. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for being a mind regulator for us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every homeless person that is out there in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for saving them, drawing them in, God, giving them a change of mind, God, being a mind regulator for them, God, to come out of the situation, God. But we realize, God, everybody is homeless. Some people are homeless, God. Oh, but give them that mind that they don't have to stay in that situation. Because if somebody comes to the boat, God, will make a way out of no way for them. If their desire to be want to come out. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your healing power, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, because we realize that we are healed, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up hallelujah this morning. My God, we lift a little more shake, God, the one that persecutes us, tell lies on us, God. Oh, God, but we thank you, God, that you can gave us a heart to forgive in spite of all, God. Oh, God, this morning we come to you with repenting, God. Anything that we have in our heart against our brothers, our sisters, it's not like you, God. We pray, God, that you forgive us in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to use us as your vessel, God. The mouthpiece, the hands, the feet, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to fill us with your boldness, God. So we can stand flat-footed, kind of a bullshit. Grab that like never before. Strong soldiers in the army of the Lord, God, going forth like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let us lay before you. Continue to let us read your word daily. And don't take back whatever is right, is right. And you, Jesus, don't let us compromise. We don't have to compromise in Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Stir us up the most, God, like never before, God. Whatever sin is not like you, God, we pray this day, God, that you begin to burn it out, God. Oh, God, let us meditate on ourselves, God. Let us stay immature on ourselves, God. Everything in us, God, let us begin to give it to you, God. In the name of Jesus, if we have lips of lying, God, let us bring that to you, God. If we have a personality of gospel, swaying ways, God, let us give it to you, God. Let you set us free like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, that you filled our food refrigerator with food, God. Pamp us up, God. Oh, God, we thank you because we realize somebody don't even have anything this morning, God. But since we do, God, we say thank you for doing it for us, God. And as you do it for us, you can do it for others, God. Because what you did for us, it is possible. All things is possible through Christ, God. Somebody this morning get up with depression, God. Don't know which way to go. But we plead the blood of Jesus over depression. In the mighty name of Jesus, yourself. Begin to get up and shake yourself. Oh, the bowl shaker. Oh, God, look toward, let him look toward the hill, which cometh thou help, realizing all the help coming from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up every mental person that has any mental problem this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that you heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look over them, God. Shield and protect them in the name of Jesus. Don't let no hurt harm come upon them. God, go into the foster home today, God. So many foster kids are in there, God. Oh, God, of the bullshit, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you love them in your arms. Call them in your arms, God. Love on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Shield them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, of the bullshit, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, God, because you walk the street, God. He kind of little bullshit, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you make a great change in the name of Jesus. Hi, little bullshit. Pulling down every stronghold this morning, God. Breaking every chain in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let's continue to cry out to you, God. Cry out to you, Lord. Let's continue to walk with little heart. Charity, see, code of O'Shea this morning, God. Oh, God, don't let us have hate in our hearts, God. Let us continue to love and pray like never before, God. Let us continue to be obedient unto you, God, and to our leaders, code of O'Shea. This morning, God, let us never give up, God. Let us strive more and more and more, God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, Lord, this morning, because we truly need your help in some area in our life, God. We need you the most, God. So let us continue to cry out, God. Cry out to Jesus, God, of the Boko. Cry out to Jesus, people, today, God. We need you. We think we don't need you, God, but we need you, God. Some think they don't, but surely they're going to have to need you. Every knee shall bow. Yes, incredible shade. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is God. Jesus is Christ. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for brothers that come forth, God, with an encouraging word, God. We pray, God, that you use them the most, God. Continue to drive on him, God. Continue to deliver and set him free like never before, God. Let him flow in your spirit, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Incredible shit, God. Have your way, God. We pray these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, this morning we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God bless you. Amen. If Brother Joe on, he can press 1 to come on in.
Hello, Pastor. You can't hear me. Hello, Pastor.
God bless you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you, Pastor. I'd like to, first of all, give all thanks to my Heavenly Father. I'd like to thank ABL Ministry. I'd like to thank First Lady and the members of ABL Ministry. This morning I'd like to come from Psalms 21. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The wise man who travels so far brings gifts for the baby Jesus. Follow the light of the shining star guiding them to the Lord. Did you know that the shining star that the shining light shines down upon all of us who have faith? That's true. And faith helps us see everything more clearly. Faith supports us when your life isn't going well. Just knowing the Lord is there and that you can talk to him anytime about anything is such a relief. It is like a cool drink of water on a hot day. And we've had many hot days, so we know how that is. He is the refreshing scent in the air after a rainfall. living in God's light can sharpen your sight and our thinking, helping us make the best decisions when challenges arise. It is easy to get caught up in problems until they take up all our time and energy. Sometimes we must feel like the future is so cloudy that you can't see your way out. That's where faith can shine a light on what's going on and eyes have a perfect vision to see. I come to you today hoping that these words would plant a seed or be able to reach out and touch someone so they can touch someone else. God's light is a light that will shine forever. If you have God and you have faith in your heart, you will be shining that light, not only on yourself or for yourself, but for others. Plant a seed this morning. Let someone know that God is still real, that he still loves, he still exists, he still helps with problems. If you have problems or issues, come to God and pray for him to help you with it. It can be done, but you have to have faith. Faith carries you a long way. Just like respect, it carries you a long way through life's trials and tribulations. Faith does the same thing. Believe and have faith, and you will prosper in the eyes of God. Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed day.
Amen. God bless you. You know, you got to have faith. Say, God, that's one of my favorite verses in there, Psalms 27, in the Psalms. You know, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Amen. Whom you going to fear? And I just thank God that this morning, amen, that we know that as long as we walk in the God, he is in control. Say, God, I just give God the honor and I give God the glory for what he is doing in all of our lives, you know, and I give him the praise and I just bless his holy name. And I'm telling you right now, say, God, understand that he is your light. He is your light. Other words, my God, no matter what situation you may be in and no matter what the situation or how intense the situation is, the light is in God. And God is our light. Amen. Listen, saints of God, we have some time, but I want to go ahead and open up the lines to different ones. Last time, we was trying to get you on in when we had the open testimony, open mic service. Some of them was having a little technical difficulty, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines now. So if you have something you'd like to say, like to share, you'd like to give a little testimony, how God been good to you in your life, go ahead and press 1 on your phone. We're going to make sure we go ahead and get you in. Amen. And I want you to go ahead and press 1 on the phone and let you know, say, so God, just take your phones off the mute. You don't have to have them on mute. And we want you to come on and be a part or what the Lord is doing for each and every one of you in your life, because I just thank God, and it's very encouraging to hear what God is doing in other lives, and that way other people could understand that, listen, they just like me, and God is doing it for them and working for them, and all I got to do is just keep holding on. You can give somebody else hope. You can give somebody else, my God Almighty, that extra little push that they need to just keep moving and keep going forth. Amen. So if you can, just go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. Those that would like to come on in and share what God is doing with them, doing for them in their life. Amen. We'll love to hear about it. We'll love to be a part of it. Amen. Those that is on listening to us by way of internet, please just go ahead and call on in and just go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. And I just thank God for what he is doing. Saints of God, we thank God for how he is blessing. And we thank God for how he is moving, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, Simpson, God, you just got to keep moving. You're going to be seeing the salvation and the blessings of the living God, because God is worthy to be praised. And I just give him the honor this morning. And I'm telling you right now, Simpson, God, you just go ahead and keep giving him the honor and keep giving him the blessing, because at the end of the day, God will see you through, and God is going to see you through. Amen. And God is going to do what he says he's going to do, but we're going to have to do our part, and our part is just staying in the presence of God and just staying into the things of God. Amen. And we just keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pressing no matter what, and we're going to see the blessings of God like we've never seen before. Amen. So I just thank God for what he is doing and how he's making a way. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised. Listen, saints of God, I just can't wait and getting geared up for we getting ready. My God Almighty, get ready to go to our tour days and Monday and I start beginning on Tuesday on next week. Amen. We'll be in the 7 p.m. Hour, and I just want to thank God for what he is doing. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to be launched. We're going to get launched. Some of your prayer life need to increase. My God Almighty, God going to do what he's going to do. And I'm telling you right now, we have to just get in position. And I just thank God when he come at us a radical way, amen, to get us in position for we could be able to receive. Saints of God, let me tell you something. I don't care how holy you are. I could care less how much scriptures you know, how well you can speak in tongues. But if you're not in position, you're going to be missing the things that God has for you. You're going to be missing the things, amen. And God has a lot for each and every one of you, amen. You should be seeing more up days than down days, more joy days than sad days, more happy days than days of frowning, amen. Because God is in control. He is in the midst. So God is calling some of us to come up higher, get in position to launch us. And we're just so excited for what he is going to do. I'm telling you right now, when God called prayer, saints of God, my God, just how they teach you, just how in church service they teach you when offering time, you get excited about offering time. Now, this is what you really get excited from. When God calls you into prayer, you get excited about it, because God don't call you into prayer to be wasting your time. God is finna move, but he just needs some things to get in position or come up higher for he could come into that place of prayer. Amen. God bless you. You're on the prayer line, 3949. God bless you.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Give God all the praise and all the glory, because he's a good God. And I'm watching miracles take place. I'm watching tonight. I'm seeing lives being transformed to others. But I thank and I praise God that it is mine. Hallelujah, as I watch others. And I just want to say thank you, Prophet Temple and First Lady. I thank you guys for your obedience. And you all are teaching me to walk in obedience. Hallelujah. I don't always understand, but I always come out in victory. And victory is what I'm looking for in my life. As you told us last month, that we can't fail this time. We got to get to have victory in our life. And I want it. I'm hungry for it. I'm thirsty for it. And I thank and I praise God for being in the right place, hallelujah, for miracles to take place in my life and for me to witness them taking place in other people's lives. And I just give God all the praise and all the glory. And I must say, we're in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God for that. And we just thank God for you all. I'm telling you, it's always a blessing, you know, to hear what God is doing and how God is making a way in your all life. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I know it's more, and the line is packed. And I just thank God. And trust me, there's a lot of people there's a lot of people, amen, it's being blessed and having a testimony, amen. Sometimes you got to go ahead and move. Don't let that fear get your tongue, because somebody else needs to hold on to your blessing. And sometimes God be wanting you to just share what he's doing in your life for others. That's why he told my God of man, you're going to zip yourself to the physician. Going to zip yourself, amen, amen. Because at the end of the day, God is going to get the glory. And it's always encouraging. hear that God is still in the healing business, the delivering business. It's always encouraged to hear that God is still moving, and God is still moving by his power, saints of God. Listen, saints of God, I'm just so excited. I'm just thinking, God, we're getting geared up. Amen. We got our very own. We got our very own members on a Saturday. We'll be getting married, Mother Christ. We love you, Joe. Amen. We thank God for them as well. Saints of God, I'm telling you right now, hang in there. Hang in there. Hang in there. If you just got to hang in there. Hang in there with prayer, speaking the faith of God. That's what the Bible says. The Bible, listen, saints of God, the Bible doesn't need no interpretation. It don't need no somebody to try to give you all these gimmicks and all these remedies and all this stuff here to do this. And it's almost like the saints of God got so many remedies, like we putting potions and stuff together. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things will be added. Listen, point blank, period. Let's seek the face of God. Let's seek the kingdom of heaven. Then you're going to start seeing things in your life fall in place. Amen. It's not because God, I'm a prophet. No, that's what the word says. It's not because God's showing him. No, that's what the word says. Amen. Let's not get all these remedies. Everybody tell you what to do. Amen. Let's get some salt. Throw you salt on outside of your house. Go and get some olive oil. Stop throwing the olive oil and everything and all that kind of. Amen. Listen, let's seek the face of the living God. Amen. Oh, you need to go and get your money and just start sowing something. You ain't sowing good enough and all this kind of stuff. Amen. Listen, let's not get into all these remedies and after a while I call them Christians practicing witches. Amen. That's what I call them, Christian practicing witches. Amen. Because we getting all these remedies and start making potions. You got to do this here. You got to go and do this here. Turn around three times because God is bringing you out. He's turning you out. And you still turn around. You still stuck up in that mess. Amen. Amen. Let's do what the Bible said. Let's begin to get on our face to call out on the name of Jesus. Let's begin to seek the face of the living God. Let's begin to get into our word. Let's begin to develop a relationship with the Lord. Amen. And you'll start seeing your life. You will see. No doubt about it, you will see your life start turn around, not for the worse, but for the better. And you'll find out all these remedies, amen. Take them back to the person who's giving you them remedies and tell them, listen, I need to report you for fraud because these remedies ain't working. And all I had to do is just seek the faith of the living God, because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added. And those that coming on the line this morning for all over the world, you doing just that. And that's how I know that if you hold on, you're going to start seeing your life improve, because what you're doing, you are seeking the face of the living God. You might not be there as the best prayer. You might not be there as the best preacher. You might not have too many words to say to inspire others. But at the end of the day, the Lord never told you how much you need to come to the table with. All he just said, seek me. He never said how much you need to seek him. He never said how well you need to pray. He never said how well you need to preach. He never said how well you need to come up with different words and different grammar, put them in the correct places. All he just said, seek me. Seek me. And each and every one of you have your own unique style and your own unique way to seek the face of God. And that's how I know you are coming out. You are on your way out. Keep seeking the face of God, saints of God. Listen, we love you. We got one more, our very own Pastor Smith. Amen. He's going to be on tomorrow. Always give us a rich word, my God, to close us out for the week. And what I'm telling you right now, saints of God, if you don't have a church home, we want to offer you to come on and rock the house with us and celebrate with us. Amen. And we want to be able to be a blessing. Amen. And And this is what I want. I want our radio listeners, our radio followers, amen, that is listening to us. If you got some kids and you got some kids going back to school and you need some help with certain things, I want you to be able to reach out to us. We want to be able to do what we can to help our family, regardless if you're on social media or regardless if you're in our own house. We want to be able to do what we can to help our family, to help you, your man, my God, to get our kids back to school and head into a right direction
of success to get their education. Amen. We want to help you to go. So if you can, please, I want you to reach out to Pastor Carol at 404-510-3949. That is 404-510-3949. I want you to reach out to them and let them know, say, hey, you know, I could use a little help with this and that, you know, because we want to help our kids to get back to school. We want to help you. We consider you as family. I tell anybody quick, if you could get up and pray with me, you could walk with me. We could roll together. We could be tight. Amen. If anybody could pray with you, saints of God, they could roll with you. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning where our very own Pastor Smith gives us a word of encouragement. Until then, my God, let's keep seeking the face of God, for we can get all these other things added to us. God bless you.